Do you want to test levels or not?
Are you actually going to do that sound? Oh my gosh. Wee! Hey!
Are you actually going to do that sound?
I never. You want me to? Good evening and good morning and welcome to this week's episode of No Skips Podcast, wherever you are, whoever Whatever. You are, whatever you are.
The other No Skips, TM.
I think I heard the other one's dying, which makes sense because we
Planet's
also
dying,
die.
Cloud.
You just, some, I don't know, you kind of look at the earth sometimes and think.
We're going to outlive the other No Skips Podcast is what I think.
We took a big ass hiatus.
Yeah, well.
And still are like 1 foot out the door for the return of the show.
Hey, we understand. We appreciate you, dear listeners. We understand. It's like, hey, put it this way. We didn't pull a LCD sound system on you or Smashing Pumpkins where they say, this is the last show. Everyone pay like a $200 ticket and come to the last show. And then. Scarcely a year later be like that okay it was a little premature here it comes again
you got me friend
we didn't have any pretensions that we were going to stop the show forever we're gonna be a little irregular and here we are regularly
I feel irregular. Do you feel irregular?
How are your bowels, listener?
I'm
say it out loud like
one,
whispery.
1, 2, 3 I'm feeling pretty.
Bristol stool scale, where are you at?
Stop, listen. Speaking of the Bristol school scale.
Bristol school stale. Taylor Swift. All right. Before opening arguments. She's a star. She's a megastar. I respect what she does. I think she's done really good things. There are key points. One, her old ass record producer. I'm not going to get into the details because I didn't look them up. But I was told this by someone in the music industry where the guy owns the masters for her original recordings. And that's mm-hmm. why she's gone back out and is like, hey, guess what? I'm the songwriter on these. I own these songs. I can just re-record them. Just because you own my masters doesn't mean you own these songs. I own the songs. And hence the Taylor's version of these songs, which are really cool to come back and revisit these songs. If you love these songs, I bet that's super cool. As someone who is... not into Taylor Swift that much. It's still holding my fingers very, very cool. close together. Yeah. But just as someone who's kind of a, you know, can be nerdy about recording, you know, studio stuff, lore from the studio, it's a rare glimpse at being like, because everyone says that. Everyone says, oh, what if I could go back? What if I could go back and do that again?
That? I guess they do.
Yeah,
sure.
About all kinds of shit. Art is never done. You just abandon it at certain points.
There, one band I liked in college has done just that. Circus Survive. They tour on albums. They do full tour albums. I don't know how unusual that is.
I really like that. That's a cool idea.
They'll be like, this is the 10-year or 20-year anniversary of this album. We're touring only this album. That's all we're playing.
But did they go out and re-record the album?
No, I wish they would, though. Although I don't know if they still have the chops for it, but...
That's what it comes to. So this is cool to hear because... not enough time has elapsed. Her voice is still very strong. And in fact, her voice is much more mature than when she originally recorded Red, which is the album we're covering.
Keep the original one. Yeah. I'm personally not covering her version.
That's what I'm talking sure. about Taylor's version, just as sort of editorializing. It's cool because, I mean, if you're... There's no going back. There's no recapturing the magic and the kind of like the je ne sais quoi of being young and inexperienced. A little green, right? Mm-hmm. And that lends a certain ingenue quality to the original that
Look
is not
you.
Present. Is not present with Taylor's version. However, the second guessing to say, okay, I've been recording a ton of albums since then. Here's how I do it now. So like the very first track, It's the same track, absolutely, but it sounds a little bit like a radio edit where each element as it comes in, it just doesn't give quite as much time. It feels like the same everything coming in. It just comes in a little bit faster. Pick it up, right? I've been doing this for years. This is how I do this now. And so that's a really cool, even though there's still a clear desire to hew as closely to the original as possible, she and her, you know, compatriots in the studio can't help but make it better. Just a little tighter. Tighten it up, a stronger vocal, a stronger production, just a little crisper here. Okay. So I'll say that. So she's done an awesome bit of work there with this unusual situation of re-recording her own Best Love albums. The friend of music industry also points out that she made a landmark arrangement with Sony that when Sony signed her, she's like, here are the terms I want to apply to everyone else you sign. Anyone else you sign after me also should get some of these kind of concessions that, generally speaking, Sony prior did not. It's like, that's really badass. That's looking out for people.
Okay.
So all respect, but Taylor ain't for me.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You think I'm just going to let your dropping of so many French words go unnoticed?
Were there more than one?
You said two.
I said je ne sais quoi, but I said ingenue. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So here we go. I said croissant. La pan? No, wait, is that Spanish?
La pan?
Un lapin?
Yeah, although I think it's also Spanish.
Why don't you bite my ass, all right?
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. The romance languages. Croissant. What can we say?
Je m'appelle Lisa. Je m'appelle... je suis très jolie.
Oh, lolo.
Listen, let's talk about the album for a second. Not just our... It dropped on October 22nd, 2012.
Wow.
She... up to this point was traditionally a country music star. So this to me is the interesting thing, because I think we got some comments back on people being like, this is not her best album. It's like, okay, but
it's probably her signature album.
Yes. I think that's, yeah. I don't remember what list I went by this, that it ranked it as her top. But I think it's probably her most important one because it was the one that bridged the gap between her country music career to becoming a pop star.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's apparent because she fully tosses back and forth between country and pop on this album.
But
that line's been blurred with country music. Country music is like, am I rap? Am I country? Right. Am I rock? Am I country?
Right.
Am I, yeah.
Yeah, they've been steadily moving to fusion territory for a while. Any major pop format has touched country.
They hate to see it.
They love to see it.
I hate to see it. But man, it rubs me the wrong way.
For sure.
Because even though I think I did the math, I believe she was 22, 23 when this was recorded, the original version.
Wow.
Which is incredible, but also you can fully hear it.
Yes.
She seems... I have never liked Taylor Swift for a lot of reasons. Most of them felt very superficial and whatnot. But I think it was solidified by listening to this album because... Sure. Because she seems deeply full of herself.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm just like, okay.
Right.
I get it. Like,
right.
Like, it's cool to feel yourself, but like, you're being whack about it. Like, wicked whack about it. And it to the point where it's super off-putting. It's very off-putting.
I would agree. I would agree with that fundamental assumption that... there is, it's coming from a place, right? It's,
Because I don't know. I wasn't Taylor Swift when I was 22 or 23. I didn't look like her when I was that age. And I certainly didn't have that confidence at that age either. And so if I had all those things, maybe I would feel the same way. But I don't know. Anyway, it just, people are different. That's cool. Whatever the case is, I don't think that the album is very good. There are an incredible amount of songs on here that are super catchy. Been singing them all week.
Yeah.
Can't stop. But that doesn't make them good.
I think it is a an incredible collection of pop hits, right? It doesn't touch me.
It's like 35% catchy, and then
I think the hit rate's a lot better than that.
But it's like 65% sleeper to me. There's some sleep. Part of the problem is it's a full album.
Long.
Was it 14, 16 tracks?
It's a 300 to 500 tracks. Yes.
Yeah, and guess what? It's got like two running themes. I am not in love with you, or because you hurt me, or I am so in love with you because I just met you.
Right.
Those are the two themes of this album.
Yeah.
And it gets exhausting.
Woe to anyone who is romantically kind of connected to Taylor Swift.
Have you not learned at this point?
It's true.
She's trouble when she walks in.
Yeah.
When you see her, be like, wrap it up, boys.
Yeah.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, there's a particular quality, and you touched on that. I don't want to call it privilege, but like, she's just coming from, like, I think elements that make her very powerfully persuasive / you know, attractive to a huge swath of top 40 format, you know, kind of listeners are what put me off, because I don't doubt,
which makes us sound like hipster jerks, but I get it.
Heart wants what it wants, right? Mm-hmm. And I brought this up, I think, the last show, but I wish we'd have covered Carly Rae Jepsen Emotion, because
let's cover it next show.
No, we're not going to do two pop.
Yes, we will. Songstress. We've done two rock in a row.
I don't know.
Rock.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you want to hear a great pop album the way I like to hear it, it's Carly Rae Jepsen, because the same kind of, like, she can write really good songs. Almost all the songs are about being insecure or loving boys or falling out of love with boys. But to me, Jepsen connects to kind of the more like girl group, the Phil Spector era kind of mindset, almost, where it's just like there's an endearing quality to how she sees herself, how she presents herself. There's a certain more vulnerability. Like, to me, Taylor Swift comes off as completely invincible, more or less, in these songs. Even when she's projecting insecurities or, why doesn't he love me? I don't believe you. You're already like a monster juggernaut at 22 or 23. You feel like you're going to walk out into the street and a car will hit you. It's a Tesla, by the way.
and it caught on fire. You're fine.
So. Yeah, and it's the Uncle Rabbit in your headlights end sequence. It's just the whole car crumples around Taylor Swift, and she just stands there going, oh, and she'd be fine.
Emotional damage.
So, anyway.
It's hard to separate the personal feelings of her from the album. That being said, I gave it several listens over. It is a pretty good album. You particularly did not want to go track by track for this album because it seems...
I just don't know how I would do it.
It seems pointless.
Right.
Because at least half the songs are indistinguishable in terms of themes and lyrics.
Right.
But there are some fun ones, like the hits. So, Red is good. Red is.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite on this album? Do you remember?
No.
I hate. I Knew You Were Trouble. Hate it.
What I like is that if I were into Taylor Swift, I would be way into Taylor Swift because she has this kinship to Billy Corgan, where she keeps fucking putting out those songs so much. And when this album came out, she's like, hey, guess what? I recorded this album again. And here are 1,400 demos also, by the way. Listen to them. Please.
They're all great. I'm Taylor Swift. I love Swift.
Yeah. And if I was a fan, like Aeroplane Flies High, I will eat Billy Corgan's shit all day long. I'll do that. I love that guy. And so, like, more is more. I love it.
Right.
And so if I were that for Taylor Swift, I'd be like, thank you. Can I have some more? So please, may I have some more?
Right. No,
like,
I think...
And it's there. And that's awesome. But for people who are not there, it's wearisome.
It's... Yes, that's exactly right.
I kept
right.
being like, wrap it up. Let's look at our watches. Like,
there's six tracks left?
Haven't I heard the same track, like, three or four times? Yeah.
Your Dead Nuts On. dead nuts on about it. Any fan of hers, any fan of Taylor's, is gonna want to hear Taylor.
I did like 1984 better. I'll say that. I've listened 1989.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because it's the year for birth, and she's several years younger than me.
Right. She's a BB.
Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and just say it. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I'm gonna say it.
Oh.
I'm gonna say it.
Watch out.
As mad as I am about it, she's the one that stayed at Jake Gyllenhaal, not me. So, hurt my own feelings over here.
We know what the saying goes: never meet your heroes and never date Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is that what they say?
I think everyone has.
Who
said
was the first to say it? Jesus.
Yeah, he goes, "Don't meet your heroes." No prophet is welcome in his own hometown. Bros before hoes, and don't Jakey G. Excuse me. What's happening?
Just gonna go and put this out there. Also, here's the earth. So yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I have never seen the appeal of her personality wise.
I don't need to get into any of the personal stuff.
I will, but like, she is a talented.
Sure,
she's a talented pop artist. She is.
Yeah, she's an institution.
She is an institution. It was a fun one to listen to. I've definitely enjoyed. I liked Red. Say to Grace was pretty good. Treacherous Crab. I Knew You Were Trouble was rough because I'd been hyper exposed to it because of the internet.
Yes,
but the video almost made me like it less because there's this weird.
Oh, I haven't seen the video.
I try to make a point to watch the videos, and there was this really long intro where she's talking and almost doing some kind of poem while she's waking up in what looks like a deserted Burning Man scene, and I was just like, all right.
But see, that's a problem with popular acts. Once they start getting indulgent with the videos can really do a disservice, right? Because they get very indulgent. They start to, like, whenever you're an artist and you start to do like the quote-unquote acting interludes, and then you start ducking the actual music track down so that you can deliver some inane dialogue, it's like, buddy, it's a music video, like, wrap it up, stop it. And that's the second time I said wrap it up.
You don't sound very into late 90s rap videos at all.
No.
Oh man, you don't love
some of them,
Puff Daddy, like, oh, dude, 31 minute videos.
Those are great because there's a joy there that touches me, whereas some of these music videos are just indulgent.
So yeah.
Well, I would have said I Knew You Were Trouble. It's like, hey, 2012. How's your dalliance with dubstep and that whole shit? Yeah. Oh, it's so there.
So we got country. Dubstep was that ukulele or banjo or something she's dicking with, or
right? It was, yeah, like it was
whatever
it was straight
instrument was. Everybody
oh, sure.
was
no,
using.
It was straight. YouTube,
Imagine YouTube Dragon
ad,
shit,
ad music. Like, am I served a Google ad for getting more storage and more security or something? It's this.
We
song.
Know that life's hard.
Yes,
you're running out of space on your phone.
That's exactly.
Ding, 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 ding.
And here's the thing. So connecting up with, I still put her, she's not of that stature.
No.
But she kind of is in terms of popular appeal. She's in the same wheelhouse as Beyonce. What I want to say is, whereas I fought with myself with Beyonce, because when I think of myself, I remember listening to Lemonade and thinking about like Solange's stuff and being like, she knew she couldn't be her sister, so she intentionally was like, I'm the artier, cool sister because I can't be my sister, so don't even try, right? So I felt more drawn because it was just more my style.
Okay.
But that was my internal battle listening to Beyonce, where it's like, here's this line of like, and because that's why they were meant for each other. Jay-Z and Beyonce, the same thing of like, I can do this thing and I can do it in a very arty way, or I could do it for popular appeal. And it's this constant kind of back and forth swing where sometimes she'll step into an artier kind of mood, but then she'll pull it back for mass presentation.
Whom, Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Yeah, okay.
And so I felt that conflict. And at times, listening to even Lemonade, which is a very personal album, I still felt that pull of being like, I want you to stay here. I want you to stay and be, not that she wasn't raw, because she was raw the whole album, but even at her rawest, it's like screaming, crying, and then one eye is looking at the the charts. Like once those charts start dipping, it's like, oh, nope, not going to do that.
Formation, come on. Yeah,
come on. So that's so that I felt that because I have all the, I mean, Arctic Monkeys is probably the biggest act that I really love that is like big, at least in some part of the world. But I don't love like huge acts, and that's how Beyonce is. But
do you love huge jazz?
I love huge jazz. But she at least towed that line. Where I feel like listening to this album was, if you have that needle going between Artie and the mass appeal thing, listening to Taylor Swift feels like that is just stuck fully in the mass appeal category all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That there's never the interesting choice. It's always the safe and like broad appeal choice. Not that all of them are gonna like do well on the radio, but you could play every single one of these songs on the radio.
You know, sorry, this just popped in my head, but you know who I would really love to cover? Because I only know a little bit about her. And I'm so curious about her shit, is Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's anomalous in terms of just how big she got. I would say that's...
I would love to be like, what are you kids doing over there?
Hey!
I know the when the party's over, that's it though. Can I come to the party? Because I know that track.
Can I be your chaperone?
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. On everything that you just said, fully agree with it. Now, that being said, I have only listened to this album of hers. I do not know other songs that she's made. I'm sure since the time she was 22, 10 years ago, she's hopefully allowed herself more. I mean, because this was a transitional moment for her. So she was moving. So she was going to be putting the pedal to the metal to be like, I'm going to establish myself as a new pop star. I have no idea if that was... I'm sure it was intentional. Nothing happens on accident like this, but I'm sure since then she's probably just torn it up. I'm sure there's some huge hits that I cannot think of right now that she's released since then, 10 years ago, obviously.
For sure.
But yeah, 1989, I might dip in and check out. But
it's definitely more mature. It's not quite so one note.
Right.
The production and maybe even the song topics, but I don't think that's necessarily true.
But
1989 a lot more.
I don't think that she would have this reputation of being like in my book, I would, as a man, never date her because nothing would be sacred. Everything, you have a 1 month relationship with her. You have a 30 track album written about you and all the nasty shit, and people are going to be so mad at you and hate you. I mean, I don't know the Jake Gyllenhaal stuff in the background.
It's one of the instincts I loathe the most for artists is the cannibalization of personal life. I don't truck with that. Cloak it out a little bit.
Yeah, at least try. So yeah, I don't know. That to me is just like yawn. I'm not interested in hearing about your relationships like this. But I feel like we've been trashing on it too much. Let's talk a few of the songs. I did like All Too Well. Because I think, is that the one? Let me read through my notes real quick. Oh, this is the one where, like, in the lyrics, she's talking about being in the kitchen with her, I suppose, Jake Gyllenhaal, his parent, her Jake Gyllenhaal's parents. And, like, the fact that someone who is even this, you know, you want to talk about juggernaut, that's a juggernaut.
Sure.
And be like, you have pictures of yourself as a kid. And, like, even stars at this level have those moments of dancing around the kitchen with each other and, like, sure, being silly. And looking at pictures of you on the old T-ball league, and like, you still have those moments. It's hard to imagine. But of course, this whole album is talking about how the fame that you have at this level completely debilitates your ability in many ways to have like a real proper relationship. I mean, not because obviously much of this sounds like the blame is on him. I have no idea if it was. I do not care.
Right.
But I cannot imagine that a wildly successful, wildly attractive movie star is going to just be able to be like, yeah, we're going to go spend like 3 days in the Caribbean or something. Cause like I have all this free time off. It's like, no, you don't. You literally don't.
Yeah.
You're working in your sleep somehow. Cause you are such a juggernaut. So I don't know. 22 was the the song about going out with her girlfriends at night and like just hanging out, blank here upstairs.
Right. And that upstairs. And that's part of that.
That was too 2012 for me. It was a little bit, but that's not her fault. That's the time. Everyone was doing this at that time. And so I tried really hard not to judge her at that point.
Right, like, but that's also part of that country, you know, the country affect in terms of not even necessarily twang, but just like the broadness of sentiment and the way you articulate it, right? That's the whole I'm on my tractor and the tractor's on my truck and the truck is drinking a beer. Like you say things that are like everyone's like, hell yeah. Like you just it's the broadness of sentiment. And 22, as in other songs, it's like let's dial it back into a little bit more specific image rather than like this literally applies to 60 to 70% of the population.
But that's the appeal though.
I know, but that's not for me.
It's not for us, but she gave an anthem to drunk girls pre-partying at 10 p.m. in their apartments in Ardmore, Oklahoma to be able to go out.
Owned
Oklahoma. Getting trashed out, putting on tons of makeup, drinking Boone's Farm together, and they're like five pack of girls that all hate each other to go out and have a crazy blast night, and they've got music playing, and it's 22 by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, because for sure.
So it's like she gave anthems.
Yeah, you have no internal monologue,
it's true. But this whole album is anthems for
that's true.
Broken hearts, anthems for being in love, anthems for going out with your friends, anthems for talking shit to your ex. Like, she's got it. I mean, we're never, ever, ever, for real, ever getting back together is like...
It's great. Again,
so
really...
So how many drunk girls in their...
Right.
In their...
And drunk movie trailers.
And Chevy Cruises just sitting in the parking lot like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. But that's a really nice way to articulate it. It is. She's always sort of in anthemic mode, and
it lands. It really does.
It does.
Even if
that's what I say, you can play any of these on the radio. It's true.
It lands 100%. Well, not all of them. There's some trash on here, but the anthems or singles. Yeah, I Almost Do was nice. I remember thinking about that one a lot. Like the heart. That one was kind of a sadder track about like, you've been reaching out to me. I tried to cut this off. I need you to know that I don't respond to you, but like I almost do. It's like, that's very sweet. Think about how hard it is.
Articulation.
Yes. Probably my favorite expression of hers of real emotion on this album, because it was just like, no, I think people can understand. Some of this, like, it's hard to imagine some of these songs being applicable to a lot of people because they're about Jake Gyllenhaal and we didn't date Jake Gyllenhaal. But this one is real. You break up with someone, you try to cut ties, and then it takes every fiber of your being to not make that connection again. And even if they try and you want so badly to do it, don't let yourself do it. And that's, I mean, if that is actually something that she did, hats off to you. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Like I said, the video to that was weird.
Oh, I don't think I want to dip in.
It's just like a bunch of band members dressed as animals with like a ton of makeup. And it kind of looks like the emo scene phase. It's just odd. But that song bobs.
Yeah.
Minus the talking parts.
Right. But again, somehow, again, gosh, the residuals alone for... use in movie trailers and commercial kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, it just might have made so much money.
I mean, after We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, the rest of these I have lots of notes for, but they're all indistinguishable in terms of content and songs. I did get really enraged about Ed Sheeran showing up on this album. That ruined my day.
A little blob creature. Get out of here. I hit him with a broom. Get out of here. Get out of here, Ed Sheeran.
You're like, oh, sorry.
Go back in the manhole.
Do you remember
when we
saw him recording a video in Seattle?
No.
Do you not remember that? We were downtown? No?
No.
It was fucking Ed Sheeran, and I was like, I was gross. Mad about it then. I was like,
gross.
piece of bread face. Holy Ground, Sad Beautiful. Sad Beautiful Tragic was boring, boring, boring. Like, although there was a line in there I did write, and time is taking it, or and time is taking it, sweet time erasing you. I was like, yeah.
That's, she can turn a nice phrase thing. As again as a songwriter, and that again, like I said, if I was on her wavelength, I would just be eating that shit up. I never have been.
What, you're not a 21-year-old girl? But, are you? You're not a fire sign. One of two fire signs with four blue eyes.
Shut up! What are you talking about?
That was from a.
Don't quote me Taylor Swift
State
lyrics.
State of Grace or Red or
now Treacherous or was, ever.
I think it was Taylor Grace. Two fire signs. Four blue eyes.
I take it all back about her being a crappy songwriter. That's terrible. No, she's again. If I were on that wavelength,
we try for what it's worth. I know we've been shit talking almost for half hour. We've just crossed the half hour mark. For that, I am sorry, but it didn't land, and we tried. Mama tried. Mama.
But again, it's not like I'm not giving it due diligence.
Right.
Like I'm saying I fully respect her work, and if I were, you know. Just if you zeroed out every aberrant aspect of my personality, I would walk around and be like, I love this album.
It sounds like someone wants to get drunk on like six fuzzy navels and talk about your ex.
Shuts!
Like,
shuts.
Sir, my fuzzy navel is not fuzzy enough. Can you please put more of the juice in it? It's too strong.
Classic real Lisa. Would that Lisa have gotten into this album?
No, I was still fully at this age. I was still too bummed out about life. I was still like, "Sure, survive."
Well, that again, but that's what I feel, right? Is that, yeah, I get it. She's at the top, and this is top 40, and this is like the most broad. But like even the fucking Killers with the broadest possible articulation of a sentiment weren't this broad. Like
true,
it feels like an Amazon cardboard box of various sizes. Like every single box is in this album. It's like 8x12. Shout out!
Oh yeah! Oh, they got the long ones.
Yeah! it just feels like, again, well made, but
just
even in an articulation of a personal moment. Something that I think is true, right? I don't think she's lying. I don't think she's misrepresenting. I just feel like that instinct, that playing to the crowd and that broadness of appeal is so much a part of how she approaches it. She can't turn it off. And that's okay. I just don't want to hear it.
It's a cheese pizza with sparkles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, does this cheese pizza have Euphoria eyeliner?
It wishes. It fucking wishes. I really want to do the double whoop.
Whoop.
Because every whoop. We should just cover Labyrinth for next week's episode.
Does he have an album that's not the...
I don't know. He's amazing.
Fine.
Okay. Let's not shit on this album anymore. Let's just close this chapter of our lives.
Anyway, as far as... And I know what you're asking. You're saying, but Jack, I've heard you... talk lazily about this album for close to half an hour now. What do you really recommend? For me, in this slot, in the like pop album, peerless pop album, in the like I love boys, do they love me, oh no, kind of category, Carly Rae Jepsen all the way. Because she's
what was her song, the phone number, the call me, call,
yes, call me maybe,
call me maybe,
which is
give me phone number. Hey, your name?
Give me the phone number.
Here's my phone. I have unlimited texting.
So that's a banger, sure. But every album that she's put in, there's a full album that's strong, and then she goes, "Oh, I'm not done." And she's always, for each of her major studio albums, she's delivered a full B-side version of that album, which is either a lot of tracks that didn't make the proper album plus some remixes, but it's basically a full album again. which, again, Taylor Swift has a ton of material. I just don't want to hear any of it.
Okay.
Anyway, Carly Rae Jepsen, love it. Hugely okay. impressed. So if, like, again, if I just want to hear this style, right, but what feels like there's a person on the other end of the line, that's my jam.
So you're not wanting to cover Carly Rae Jepsen. Jepsen.
Jepsen? Don't box me in. You're always doing
you
this.
You want to do something wild? Do something crazy.
You know what's going to do something crazy? Well, not announce what we're going to do next.
No, but that's the only... Because I forgot to tweet what we were doing last time and only listeners...
Oh, no. Our tweets.
You'd be missing my tweets.
Oh, no. Well, you put it that way. We really got to shape up our act.
No, we don't have to do anything. The only people that are left are hardcore fans, and they don't give a shit what we do. As long as we show up sometimes, you guys are the best. You don't want to talk about can I bat my idea around with you real quick so you can shoot it down?
Let's hear it.
I don't know anything. Metallica.
Sure.
I don't even know what's their Roast Beef Anger. Is that their top album?
Wow.
Let's see. Staircase to Anger Town.
That's a lot going on right there. I believe
Puppet Man. Pinocchio.
Yes, Master of Puppets, yes.
Pinocchio Man. Is Master of Puppets there?
I think.
That's a whack album title. When was it recorded? Hey, Siri.
Stop, Siri-ing.
When did...
Is Fat Joe dead?
When did Metallica's Master of Puppets come out? If it's before 1992, I can't do it.
It's absolutely before 1992.
Well, then we're not doing it because I can't do it, although it's probably their best one. When did Master of Puppets come out?
I'm probably wrong. People are discounting the shit out of me. I don't know Metallica either. I don't think that's even a proper album of theirs. Cut this out. We have to delete this.
We're deleting it all. Everybody loves this. This is January 1st, 2010, and I don't think that's right.
That's not right.
A Stingray cello concert.
Thanks, Apple. We've done it again.
You fucking knocked it out of the park. Look, we'll take this offline. We can't decide this right now.
Disastrous. Well, you're throwing holes. I know Load came out in the 90s, and then Saint Anger came out later, and Saint Anger was like famous for being mixed wicked shitty. That's the almost the sum total of my Metallica knowledge. Was that a baby or a cat?
Why not both? We'll find out. Probably cats. It was too quiet. No one's at our door already. It was probably a cat. Listen, we'll wrap up this episode in TLDR, Taylor Swift, three thumbs
total
down.
Disaster zone of the last couple of minutes.
That's fine. People love that, I hope. We'll come out with a new idea for the next show, and we'll let you know. Or we won't. Who knows? We'll just drop some shit and see what happens. Fling it into the wall.
The next review is going to be Kettle Corn Popcorners.
Can we start now?
The show brought to you by...
I think they're their own brand. They're not even like a Doritos thing.
The bag is beside me. Get some ASMR in there.
There are none left to eat.
No, just crinkle the bag into the mic. Didn't think that shit was going on the show, did
you? You hate to hear it. We'll let you go. Thank you.
Now you're... Did this podcast just become my mom on the phone?
Tell your sister hi. Or not.
Well, I guess that's it.
Goodbye. To you next week.
I guess I'll talk to you later.
Taylor Swift is trash. Good night, everyone. We'll be back with another show at some point.